Good morning and welcome to Mountain Money. This is Larry Warren along with this week John Wells instead of Doug Wells. Your distant Irish cousin is off doing something else today. So we're happy to have John Wells in the studio with us, regular host of Cool Science Radio on Thursdays and frequent DJ here. Welcome, John.
It's great to be here.
Yeah, and it's clouding over, and we have about a 60% chance of snow today, so we'll see if that comes to pass. And looking forward to an interesting hour, everything from automobiles. We'll talk about cool Teslas and other great automobiles with the editors of Consumer Reports magazine, which is out with its 2014 Best Cars issue. So if you're in the market for a new car, listen to some objective evaluations of what's out there this morning.
Yeah. And then, of course, we have Sean Mealy from CEO Advice Media. And Sean is going to be talking about online publishing and marketing and about the types of tools that they provide their customers to help them get into the marketing world.
Yeah, and Sean specializes in medical offices and medical devices and all that sort of thing. So we will talk about a Park City homegrown business that's gone nationwide and is building up quite a sizable company based here and in New York City. And then we will move on and talk about something John and I are sort of ill-equipped to talk about, but we're going to talk with the new owners of Lit Salon, a new premier salon opening in Park City, and we'll be talking about their stylists, their niche in the market, and their state-of-the-art equipment. And Salon, the Lit Salon accommodates all of your beauty needs, and Lord knows, we could use that, John.
We could use a makeover, maybe.
At the very least. So, that's our show for this morning. We will be back in just a moment to talk about top car picks with Consumer Reports.
This is Craig McCarthy with the Park City Chamber Bureau. Joining the Chamber Bureau provides your business with lots of benefits, from business-to-business networking and promotional opportunities to access to our 1,000-plus membership database. Becoming a member of the Park City Chamber Bureau is a great investment for your business. Information on joining is online at visitparkcity.com or call us at 649-6100. The Park City Chamber Bureau is a nonprofit organization.
This is Ryan Hoffman, branch manager at Mountain West Bank.
And Brooks Harbertson, commercial lender, sponsor of Mountain Money on KPCW.
We offer several products and services for individuals and businesses, including deposit and loan solutions.
Mountain West Bank, Kearns Boulevard, next to the theater, 649-3369.
Division of Glacier Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And welcome back to Mountain Money, and this is one of our one of my favorite shows, even though I have like 6-year-old cars at this point. But we're talking. We have on the line with us now Jeff Bartlett, deputy cars editor of Consumer Reports, out now on the stands with the 2014 Best Cars issue. Welcome, Jeff Bartlett, to Mountain Money.
Hi. Good morning.
We're happy to have you because we always like to talk about cars, what's cool, what's new, and what's especially reliable. And I presume that is one of your key metrics in deciding on the best cars is reliability along with fuel economy and safety. And tell us a little bit about how you go about picking the best cars of each year.
Sure. Well, every year, Consumer Reports purchases and tests about 80 new cars.
You're not getting them from manufacturers free?
No. That's something that makes Consumer Reports quite unique, in that we're actually buying the cars anonymously, just like consumers do. So we're really having that same showroom experience. And the cars that we get, we live with them for a couple thousand break-in miles before we even begin our more than 50 tests. So when we do a road test on a vehicle, it's extremely thorough. And this is the basis for our making our annual top picks. We're looking at the cars that stand out in their class, not only for their test performance, but we're looking for safe cars, meaning they do well in dynamic tests as well as crash tests, and reliable cars, based on our survey of more than 1 million cars a year. So these are the cars that we can make clear recommendations without any hesitation.
Okay, well, very fine. Let's start talking about some of them. And you break it down into pickup truck, minivan, small SUV, midsize SUV, sports sedan, midsize sedan, compact, and green and luxury. So let's start at the top with luxury cars. There are a lot of them out there carrying some pretty hefty price tags. Which one do you think is the top pick overall in the luxury category?
Well, for this year, it's the Audi A6. This is a car that has a wonderful interior. It's very luxurious, but it's also really engaging to drive. And something not to be discounted in the luxury car category is the reliability is decent as well. It's always something to look out for, especially with an expensive car.
And it carries a $56,000 price tag. I see a lot of them zipping around Park City. It's a good winter car as well, which is one reason it's popular up here. So what do you like about it? It's fun to drive. It's reliable, and is the mileage decent and the value for $56,000 worth it?
Well, it's not inexpensive. The model, as we tested it, was $56,000, but you can get into it for a few thousand less. But what makes it stand out is certainly availability of all-wheel drive is nice. Fuel economy is decent for the base model at 22 miles per gallon overall in our tests. But the exciting one for fuel economy is the diesel, which gets 28 miles per gallon overall and much better on the highway. This is a car that has tons of power, has a real sporty suspension, very responsive steering, and is very much a luxury car on the inside. It's very comfortable and has all the bells and whistles.
Yeah, I owned an Audi A6 for 4 or 5 years, and I would start with the fit and finish. I mean, I don't think anybody can really compete with it. It's absolutely beautiful and really tight on the inside.
Audi has set a very high standard that has had its competitors chasing it for the last few years.
Yeah. Now, their new Q3, that's based on the A4 chassis?
Yes, that's the new small crossover SUV that's coming. Very popular overseas, and hopefully it'll make a splash here as well.
Right, exactly. Well, anyway, the Audi A6 is a great car. Maybe we could go to the top and talk about the best overall. That's an exciting pick.
This year, the best overall goes to the Tesla Model S. This is a car that has scored 99 points out of 100 in our tests. It's near perfect in those measures. It's an electric car. It's luxurious. It's like a concept car come to life. And even though it's electric, it has tremendous range with the larger battery. We've seen over 225 miles range per charge. This is a revolutionary car, and it's very impressive to drive.
Have you ever gotten a 99 score out of anything you've test driven before?
We have had a 99. Previously, the Lexus LS earned that. That was a few years ago, and the tests have become only harder over time. So the score for the Tesla is even more impressive.
Well, let's talk a bit more about the Tesla. I had an opportunity to see them. Tesla was through with a couple of demo vehicles through Park City a couple of weeks ago. And I know some in my group actually put it up to 100 miles an hour, which I think was a bit over the speed limit around Park
Perhaps.
City. But, I mean, everybody just raves about this car. And this is so revolutionary because it does not have a backup gasoline engine. It is electric only. And is this the first time you've had a chance to test one that's market ready?
Well, the one we tested, we bought. So we got an early example. As soon as they went on sale, we bought it. We have had plenty of seat time for sure. It's extremely impressive on the performance side. It goes 0 to 60 in 5.6 seconds, which is right in the heart of muscle car territory. The handling is fantastic, and believe me, we've played with it plenty on our track. Yet the ride is very good. Part of what makes this such an amazing accomplishment is this is a new company. And Tesla's only been around for a handful of years, and this is their first real mainstream type of product. Previously, they had a small volume Roadster. Yet, this car measures up extremely well against those from companies that have been around for a century. It's an amazing accomplishment, but the car earns it on its own merits.
And the car that you tested was about $90,000. Do you know if they're working hard to get that price point down to the, sort of the sweet spot of the market?
Well, actually, I don't think they're working to bring it down at all because they're selling them as fast as they can make them. Our version had the large battery and a few extras, which drove the price up. It starts at $70,000, but we're hearing that most of them are actually transacting much closer to $100,000. They're clearly selling to an affluent audience that's looking for a rival to the Mercedes S-Class or BMW 7 Series, but one that makes a statement more distinctive. What we will see in the future is they have two new models in the queue to come out in the next handful of years that will be more affordable. So we'll see many of these virtues essentially downsized, both physically. The next sedan will be a little smaller, but also the price is expected to be closer to $40,000, I anticipate.
Right.
Wow, those would fly off the shelves, I
would think.
Yeah,
they sure would. What is the recharge time for a Tesla?
Well, using a Tesla charger at home recharges in only 5 hours, which is very quick for an electric car, especially given the size of the battery. But they also have what they call Tesla superchargers that are public charge stations that can replenish the bulk of the energy in less than an hour, which is pumping a lot of juice into the car.
And right. Tesla is actually going out nationwide and building a network of supercharging stations. They have one in southern Utah now, in Blanding, of all places, but they figured that was strategically located among the national parks. Now, I suppose you'd have to drive about 3 million miles to make it pay back, but overall, this is rated at 84 miles a gallon equivalent energy. So with all the gas you'd be saving a couple million miles later, it'd justify that $90,000 price, I would imagine.
Exactly.
Well, there's certainly more to the price than saving gas, because if you think of it as being compared to a high-end Audi, BMW, Mercedes, or other, the price is on par with what you would get from those companies. Plus, you're going to save the fuel and probably save a fortune, I underscore probably, on maintenance, because it doesn't have all of the mechanical parts that a traditional internal combustion engine powered car would have.
Well, in fact, the factory people who were demoing this car for us a couple of weeks ago said the motor itself is based on an 1890s era patent, and the motor itself is only the size of a watermelon, so it can't be too complicated.
Well, it's complicated enough that this is the only company that's been able to offer one yet.
Indeed.
Jeff, a final question on the Tesla, and that is, if this represents the future for automobiles, does this also represent the future for the way they sell automobiles? I believe that they've knocked the middleman out by going direct. Is that a model that that they will continue? I know it's being challenged.
Tesla intends to continue it, but it's certainly an uphill battle where we see the traditional dealer network, other companies are well entrenched and looking to defend and uphold and strengthen state laws to protect that traditional business. Tesla, being a new company, is looking to sell directly to consumers. In some ways, I think of it much like Apple, another California-based company that has storefronts now in malls where it's selling its products direct to the consumer, cutting out the middleman. Could it be more of the future? I think it would be hard to change retail for the established companies, but as new companies emerge, which admittedly is not frequently, then I think we'll see other companies continue to shake up things and try and move product in different ways.
So we have Tesla, we have a couple Hondas, a couple Subarus, a Toyota, Audi, Toyota, BMW, Hyundai, and a Chrysler Ram 1500 pickup. And that rounds out the top 10. There are no entries from Ford or General Motors.
That's true. While both companies are offering some pretty nicely packaged vehicles. Some of the newest models are very impressive. We see reliability issues here and there, which often knocks out contenders for the top picks. And also, we're looking at the very best in the class. So while many companies have models that are, you know, in the top three, we'll say, we're looking for the very best for this pick.
And what this means is eight of your top 10 picks are foreign brands, but some of them are made in the U.S. by American labor, and they reach the pinnacle of your tests. So is it more about foreign manufacturers manufacturing techniques and designs than where physically the car is made?
That's a great question. And as we see the source, the country of origin, really getting confused, I think the days of saying only such and such people can build a great car are gone. It really comes down to the company, its engineering, its factory assembly processes, and the emphasis that they're putting on quality. Some companies, as surprising as it sounds, have a slightly different perspective on it. Some may be focused more on the initial quality, while others are looking more for that longevity and durability. Both are obviously important, and not every product and or company's line holds up to the same standard.
Jeff, we live in a ski town out here in Park City, and there are many four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive SUVs, those types of cars. Let's talk about SUVs.
Sure. Well, our pick for small SUV this year is the Subaru Forester, which is a wonderfully efficient little package. Gets great gas mileage for the class at 26 miles per gallon overall. It's got a lot of space for a small SUV, great visibility, which is a very rare commodity these days, and it's got excellent reliability. So it's a great choice for a ski town or commuting in winter weather. But if you need something a little bigger, the midsize SUV pick this year is the Hyundai Santa Fe. It's a larger, roomier, very well-equipped, creatively designed vehicle. Price is a fair bit higher. It's going to be in the 30s typically, and its fuel economy is 20 miles per gallon overall.
Then in the large category, you did not that did not figure into your top picks, but do you have any thoughts about that? Does it continue with a Hyundai brand or a Subaru brand? I guess it wouldn't be a Subaru because they don't make a large size.
Well, the largest is the Tribeca, which is a bit dated by now. The categories fluctuate a little bit year to year, and this year we did not have a number of competitors in just because they're being redesigned. Like, for instance, the Toyota Highlander didn't play in midsize SUVs because it was just redesigned. We don't have reliability data yet. On the larger vehicles, Expedition's being updated. The Tahoe has just been redesigned. They're too new for us to truly weigh in on. The established players that are still around, probably Toyota Sequoia is a safe bet. The Nissan Armada has been a model that's had reliability woes for years and certainly would not make the cut at this level. There's always something new, and the key, as this type of story reminds us, is consumers really need to do their research. Don't go based just on assumptions. Check the data. See what's going to be best for their money.
And if there ever were a category that America excels in and owns, it's pickup trucks, and they're one of the two American brands in your top 10 is with the Ram 1500. This is a big, beefy pickup. This screams America all over it.
it does. I think it should come with its own flag. The full-size pickup truck is certainly quintessential to American motoring. This year, the pick goes to the Ram 1500, which marks the first time in 16 years that a Chrysler product has earned a spot on this list. So it's quite notable. It also went up against some pretty tough competition. But the Ram stands out to us as providing all of the workhorse abilities that the average family could ever want, yet it's still really quiet inside when you're driving it, and the suspension is very well-mannered. It has a coil spring rear suspension. This is a very livable truck and probably a far cry from what most people may think of as a pickup truck if they haven't driven a new one in the last couple of years.
Well, we've covered the top luxury car, best overall, the pickups, the SUVs, large, medium, and small, or medium and small. Let's talk about the green car.
The green car pick this year once again goes to the Toyota Prius. This car has owned the category, and it's a real testament to how defining the Prius has become in the hybrid space. It gets 44 miles per gallon overall, and certainly much higher on the highway. The car scores well, but its probably most notable aspect beyond fuel economy is its reliability. Despite the complexity of this car, you know, versus, say, a Toyota Corolla, it's had outstanding reliability for years. So this is definitely one that we can highly recommend for someone looking to save on the commute.
Very fine. And I've got a few more questions, just more in general, but let's talk about the sports sedan, your pick. And this is a car that has been around forever, the BMW 328.
The 3 Series has long been the defining car for the sports sedan category. It continues to be updated both in terms of the car itself and the powertrains, and it continues to be a leader. This model we tested was the 328i, and it scored 86 points out of 100. It continues to be very engaging to drive with a real road-holding suspension, very good steering, plenty of power. It's actually getting pretty decent fuel economy these days with 28 miles per gallon overall. So someone looking for a sports sedan would do well to try out the 3 Series.
Yeah, let's veer off the subject of top picks for just a minute. And you know, cars are kind of like rolling computers, it feels like sometimes these days. What is on the dashboard that's new and exciting and different as consumers go into the showroom and look at cars today?
Well, for models that are currently available, infotainment systems are becoming increasingly common. So you'll find often that there'll be a base stereo and then an upgrade that's offered that has a large touchscreen that's able to interface with your smartphone, perhaps share apps. So you may be able to, say, control Pandora internet radio directly through the head unit in the car rather than just plug your phone in and then use it more like an iPod. So consumers are looking for more smartphone functionality, and it's definitely coming. Cars now have Bluetooth almost standard across the board, and often this can be a great convenience as the system can ingest your contacts, make it very easy if you have to make a call on the road. Coming down the road shortly, we're going to see systems like Apple's recently announced CarPlay, which takes the concept just a little further by providing more of a mirroring technology that allows users to mirror some of their iPhone functions right in the dash of their car. So we'll see this trend definitely continue. And it's worth, if consumers are interested in these features, to try them out firsthand and see how some systems compare to others, because there's definitely differences. Some are easier than others.
And you'll probably be able to download apps directly from your car.
Well, we'll start seeing that come soon. I know Audi certainly has announced that it's going to provide its own cellular services within the car, so you have mobile Wi-Fi as well as, you know, the ability for the car to download data. Almost all of them now are doing it through the phone itself and using that as the conduit, which for most people is probably going to work out best, because the last thing many budgets need is another hit for a new data plan.
The other thing I wonder about is distraction, driver distraction. Does it help or hinder keeping a driver's eyes on the road when they've got a screen they're fiddling with?
That's an excellent point, and it's a very serious concern for us. Sometimes the ability to do something really needs to be questioned if it should be done. Consumers are looking for these types of features, but the car makers have to balance that safety facet. And ultimately, we'd call on drivers to just simply be responsible behind the wheel. One argument is that consumers are going to be tinkering with their phone if it doesn't integrate. They're going to want to play Pandora and make phone calls and who knows what other dangerous activities while they're eating their Big Macs and spilling their coffees. But it really comes down to that driver has to be responsible and just keep the hands on the wheel.
Well, they'll probably only be wrestling with this for another 10 or 15 years as cars will begin to be able to drive themselves. What is your personal opinion of when that will actually happen? Because there's all sorts of possibilities out there.
Well, the self-driving car will go a long way to correcting these problems. Then you build to even read the newspaper while you go to work.
That in itself is disturbing, but go on.
I know, but it might make a great use of time. I don't know. We're seeing the technologies that hit the road now, which is pretty exciting. So a lot of cars now offer active safety systems, such as forward collision warning. They can sense a car's in front of you, alert you, or even take braking action if necessary to avoid or at least reduce the impact of a collision. There's blind spot detection, which is readily available. Cars now have great contextual understanding. They know where you are in your lane and so forth. The next pieces to come together will be car-to-car communication so that the car in front of you can warn your car of some action, whether it's evasive or braking or perhaps the person's inattentive. Then there's vehicle-to-infrastructure communication so that intersections can communicate to cars and help them to not only address speed but even tell them to shut off at a red light and turn back on right before it turns green, maximizing fuel economy. All of the technologies exist. It's largely a matter of getting the infrastructure in place and working out some of the legal complications to it. But it's definitely coming. Your core question of when, some manufacturers said by 2020 they'll be ready. Whether or not America is truly ready remains to be seen.
So to be able to read a paper is one thing, but if you can imagine a world where congestion and parking is an issue and you want to go to the theater and your car brings you up to the theater and you get out and say goodbye and the car takes off by itself and finds a satellite parking garage on the other side of town, and then knowing that the show is over at 10:15, the car comes and gets in line and picks you up. So these sorts of things are really going to help us, I think, especially in the inner city.
Yeah, the biggest benefit will be in congested cities. And the idea of parking and better controlling traffic flow will help address continued population growth and other congestion challenges. Yeah, the possibilities are very exciting. The world of the Jetsons can't be too far away.
Well, we're still waiting for our flying cars.
They may come.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, Jeff Bartlett, Deputy Cars Editor of Consumer Reports, out with the top picks in 10 categories. Let me just quickly review them. Best overall car, the Tesla Model S, with a near-perfect score. Honda Accords, the midsize sedan winner. Compact cars, the Subaru Impreza. Green cars, the Toyota Prius. Luxury cars, the Audi A6. Sports sedan, BMW 328i. The Subaru Foresters, the best small SUV pick. The midsize SUVs, the Hyundai Santa Fe. Minivans, the Honda Odyssey. And the Toyota is the big, beautiful Ram 1500 from Chrysler. Thanks very much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff.
And we will be back in just a minute. We're going to talk with the CEO of Advice Media, Sean Mealy. We will be back to continue the Mountain Money conversation after this.
This is Tom Roney with Prudential Utah Real Estate, and we're happy to support KPCW. Prudential Utah has been helping locals and visitors with their real estate needs since 1976. Our agents know the community and the local market. More information can be found online at prud-utah.com or at one of our 14 offices throughout Park City.
Hi, I'm Kelly from San Francisco Design, longtime supporter of KPCW. We provide a mix of European and mountain contemporary home furnishings for a unique Park City lifestyle. Our showrooms are in Park City and Salt Lake, and both offer complete design services. We're on the web at sanfrandesign.com.
And welcome back to Mountain Money. I'm John Wells. I'm pinch hitting for Doug Wells, who is off today. I'm here with my co-host, president and general manager of KPCW, Larry Warren. Our next guest, Sean Mealy, CEO of Advice Media. And his firm provides healthcare professionals digital marketing products to help them expand their practices and attract new patients. They provide digital products including website design and management, mobile readiness, email marketing, social media, and the ability to track and monitor the performance of these services. The company has offices in New York City and Park City. Welcome to Mountain Money.
Thank you, John and Larry, for having me this morning, and happy St. Patty's Day.
Yeah.
Now, I said Park City in New York City. I believe with your recent acquisition of E6 Interactive, you're now going to have an office in Houston. Why don't you tell us about your company and the value that E6 brings to your offering?
Absolutely. So as an overview, our company is about 40 employees total. Of the 40, we have approximately 24 who are actual W-2 employees, 10 full-time subcontractors, and 5 part-time contractors. Our main office is here in Park City, Utah. We have a large office in New York City, and via E6, we have offices in Lehigh and Houston, Texas. So we're consolidating Lehigh and Park City into a new office here in Park City, down in New Park, with spectacular views of the Olympic Park and the ski resorts, and we're moving all of our Utah employees into that one location. It'll be built out like Google or Twitter with ping pong and foosball and coffee bar. It's actually a great place to work. So E6 brings to us some skill sets that we had and some skill sets that we didn't have. We had a full spectrum of digital marketing products, but E6 brought to us a couple of different important pieces. One is Chad Erickson and Darren Siegel. So Chad is the founder of E6, and I've known him for years and years. And Darren runs the Houston office. The two of them are some of the best account development and management professionals in the industry. They've been in the industry for about 15 years each. They understand the business really deeply. The other thing they brought to us is a development program that utilizes onshore and offshore capabilities. So we have an office in the Philippines through our E6 acquisition as well, with about 5 or 8 full-time developers over there. So we now have a national presence and an international presence in development. So what we brought to E6 was a much larger organization and expertise in some of the digital marketing areas that they did not have. So social media, our search engine optimization work, our paid search work, which is also known as pay-per-click, our branding work. We have a spectrum of products that they didn't have. So the merger, we really cover the full spectrum of digital marketing products for healthcare professionals.
And these are customers that may be small or medium-sized offices that are not tech-savvy or that just want to let the professionals take care of the social marketing and the digital marketing?
That's a very astute question. So our customer tends to be a small business person. When you look at a typical doctor's office, it is run by a single doctor or maybe a small group of doctors. They are essentially small business people, and they are medical professionals. They're very, very good at medicine, but they don't have a lot of time to dedicate to the marketing side of the business. And as the medical profession has become increasingly competitive, it's really important for them to get their message out. So what we do is we help them to do that. We can take over point aspects of their marketing program, or we can take over the whole program for them from soup to nuts. We'll develop their website. We'll do all of the digital marketing in an integrated fashion, and we'll make sure that they're getting out there, their message is getting out there, and people understand who they are.
So the day has ended where you can just hang out your medical shingle and customers will come to you. You have to look at it as a competitive business and do things to pull in patients?
Absolutely. When you look at the numbers of doctors out there in each of the different subspecialties, it's increased significantly. And we have a very large concentration of customers in the aesthetic market. and the aesthetic market in particular has seen a tremendous explosion in competition, because it used to be that you had to go to a plastic surgeon if you wanted to do something aesthetically. Now you have a whole bunch of different types of doctors offering aesthetic services. They could be dermatologists, they could be gynecologists, they could be a family practitioner. So really, the competition in that segment has intensified even more than some of the other segments.
Okay. You know, it used to be the question was, do you have a website? And now everybody has a website. And the question today is, do you have a website that means something? Do you have a website that can help me, that has resources, that will excite me? And that's probably where you come in, because typically people that put up a website, they can't get all the moving pieces together.
That is absolutely one of the most important things we do for our customers. We make sure that their website is first and foremost an informative place for people to come and learn. It also has to be engaging. So it's not enough to have simple information there. You have to make sure that people want to dig into the website and engage with it and find the information that they're looking for. So we have different programs for doing that on their website and off their website. So it's not just a matter of engaging them once they're there. It's a matter of letting people know that this is an information resource. This is a place that we should come to learn.
There's another side of your business, too. In addition to helping doctors' offices market themselves, you run your own websites that are for-profit websites, what, selling products direct to consumers?
We do. We run our own websites, and they are for-profit. They are consumer information resources, primarily on aesthetic surgery. So people come to our websites to learn about procedures. And generally, we do offer products for sale, but the primary revenue on those websites is from advertising. So we're advertising supported. Think of us in that business line, think of us like a magazine online, right? We are a publisher, except that instead of publishing in paper, we're publishing digitally.
Very fine. And headquartering in Park City, I presume it's because you lived here and love to ski and snowboard and all the rest, ride a bike. Is there any advantage or disadvantage to running your business, which is now international in scope, out of Park City?
There are a tremendous number of advantages to running it in Park City. I think that here in Park City, we're very fortunate to have a lifestyle that allows us to both work and have a career and also enjoy a lot of the outdoor activities that we want to enjoy in our free time. And if we were to base this business in Los Angeles or New York City, and I worked in New York City for years and years, I can tell you it is so much nicer to be here in Park City. And the draw of having a company that offers people real careers, and we're recruiting. I'm going to make a little plug here. We are recruiting at all levels of our organization. So if you're interested in digital marketing or even a staff job like accounting, call us up or email us.
And what is the website they would go to be able to just look at it electronically at the job openings?
It is www.advicemedia.com.
Okay.
Okay. Now, lawyers once upon a time, and many still are, pretty reticent about advertising. They find it unseemly, unprofessional, et cetera, et cetera. Has the medical profession been like that too, not wanting to embrace marketing in a big way?
Absolutely. That's one of the big changes that the medical profession is undergoing right now. It used to be that doctors really didn't want to do that because they're intellectuals, and a lot of times they think it's not appropriate for them to do that. But the reality of the marketplace is changing, and most of them are realizing that it's a necessity even if they don't want to do it right now.
So what's a typical conference like with a medical office that says we need more patients in here?
Well, we start with an evaluation of what they're doing currently on the marketing side and trying to understand, you know, where they might not be doing things right. And then we have a whole host of programs that we can bring to the table, from website redesign to branding redesign to content creation to engage people, all the way through to managing your social media, managing your search engine optimization, managing your paid search marketing. And those programs really work together to bring patients in from different parts of the digital media spectrum. We can even augment that with offline advertising, which is harder to measure but can still be effective in some markets. So billboard, radio is a great one usually, magazines, things like that.
There's a new model that's starting to evolve, and that's for people that blog or have websites where they're selling products to complement that with a podcast. And they're, you know, a lot of people are seeing a lot of well, good results with this. Are you also getting involved in podcasts?
Absolutely. In fact, one of our best programs, one of our most successful programs, is where we will take a single content topic and we'll publish it in multiple formats. So we'll publish it as a written piece, we'll publish it as a podcast, we'll publish it as a video tutorial, and we'll publish it over different mediums. It's on the website, it's on different social media channels, and it's really been tremendously successful in driving awareness.
Very fine. Sean Mealy, CEO of Advice Media, thanks very much for joining us. And since you have the hiring sign out and what Park City needs are jobs not related to seasonal industries, give us again some information on how a job seeker would find what's available and contact you.
We have a full list of positions we're hiring for on our website, www.advicemedia.com. There is a link there to send us a cover letter and a resume. And if you would prefer to call us, you're welcome to do that, 435-575-7470.
Very fine. Well, thanks for joining us this morning. And when we come back, John and I are going to be lost in the wilderness as we discuss the beauty business. We'll be back after this.
Juniper Landing is proud to support our local radio station, KPCW. Juniper Landing is a new, whole ownership townhome community located at the base of Canyons Resort, adjacent to the Waldorf Astoria Park City, with a model open daily. Our website is juniperlandingparkcity.com.
Park City Realty Group is a proud sponsor of KPCW's Mountain Money. This is Mike Mazzoni, principal broker and owner of Park City Realty Group. 100% locally owned and operated, Park City Realty Group provides boutique real estate services to buyers and sellers in the area. 649-1991 or parkcityrealtygroup.com.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided by Longreimer Weiniger Bepler, Estate Planning, Family Law. LRW-LAW.com. Brett Stimson, Mortgage Assistant for Home Purchases, 801-201-3484. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting and listeners like you.
And welcome back to Mountain Money. We have Jesse Lanning, Haley Elise, and a cast of thousands, actually two additional, who will be introduced by Haley and Jesse. And you are the new owners of Lit Salon. So, Jesse, why don't you tell us what Lit is all about and where it is?
All right. Lit is located in the Summit Center near Jeremy Ranch. We're in the same building as Burt Brothers.
Unit C3.
So you can get your tires changed and hair
exactly
styling at the same time.
If you need to kill some time while you're getting your oil change done, just walk right next door. We love walk-ins or schedule an appointment.
Okay, and what are the services you offer, the range of services?
We have a wide variety of services, everything from cut and color, styling, to eyelash extensions and light waxing. We'll also be having a barbershop open up shortly where you can come in for quicker haircut, men's haircuts, and possibly straight razor shaves.
Okay. And Elise, what's your role there?
I am our Jane Iredale, which is our cosmetic line. I'm the representative for that, as well as a master stylist at Lit. And general product knowledge guru.
A lot of people have a regular stylist and they're loyal to them and they've been going to them for some period of time. What are you all doing to incent people to come out and try your services?
That is actually one of our challenges and our goals, to get the word out there and let some of our clients know that a few of us have relocated and we're at Lit Salon. We have some social media in place. Haley is our social media representative. She can tell you a little about
So we have a Facebook account, an Instagram account, and a Pinterest account, so you can follow us all on there.
Okay, and how do you does that generate business? Have you found that social interaction online generates traffic?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I feel like people nowadays just like to see images and blurbs of information, so I think it's a good avenue to educate clients about product, about promotions, each of our stylists' work. It's a good way to show what we can do.
You state here in some materials you provided to us that your goal is to provide exceptional service. You want to offer something new and different from your typical salon visit. What's new and different?
If you come into our salon, I think what is very fitting to Park City, everything from our modern industrial rustic decor to our relaxing ambiance. From the moment you walk in, our guests have kind of told us that there's this relaxing, very comforting sense of feeling, and we just provide exceptional service. It's just new and different from your typical salon visit.
What do you think of this location you have? It's kind of off the beaten path, might be a little hard to find. The Summit Center is not a heavily trafficked by retail consumer area, is it?
It's not. However, we've had a lot of walk-ins and new clients just from existing buildings and businesses around. We were surprised when we opened up how many businesses are actually over there. And there's several, there's CrossFit, there's Burt Brothers, there's Dog in House, several other locations that our clients frequent. So they were familiar with the area.
Being here in person, you can obviously see that Larry and I are glamorous guys. We're a couple of glam guys.
There's a reason we're on radio.
That's right. Anyway, we probably are in need of a makeover. We should probably stop out there, Larry, and see what we
Please
can do.
Please do. We'd love to have you.
Yeah.
Now, Jake is here also. Jake, why don't you get up to the mic and tell us what your specialty is?
I believe my specialty is I just cut and color hair and style. I've been doing it for 7 years, and I feel like I'm the papa of the crew. I'm the only man there. And but yeah, I try to help lead and teach and create good looks. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What's that like? There's a lot of a shortage of testosterone in the room.
Some days I feel like a polygamist. It's great. I'm blessed to work with such a great group of women who are extremely talented. It's good.
What does it cost for a cut and a color?
I believe my women's cuts are $75. My single processes start at $105 and just go up from there. And then the other stylists are a little less than me. So we have a kind of a wide range of talent, I guess you could say. And the longer you've kind of been doing hair, the more you charge. So,
and the cut and color would be $75 plus the $105?
Correct.
Okay.
We have, varying levels of stylists. We have varying levels of stylists. So they start, you can get a women's haircut starting at $45, $50. Jake's one of our master stylists, so his prices are quite a bit higher than the starting level of stylist.
And how does this business work? What's the model? Are you renting chair space and then whoever comes in takes the most of the revenue from it? I presume there's all different models, but that's the one I most frequently hear about.
That is the one most frequently heard about. However, we are actually commission based. So depending on how long you've been working, and we started out in a unique situation where we just were. We're an amazing team together, and so we took this as kind of a group adventure. But yes, everyone, it's commission based. So, but we look at it as from a team standpoint.
Okay, so the marketing you do not individually; you market as a group.
Correct.
Okay, very fine. Well, thanks very much for joining us. Let's again tell people where you are and what services you offer.
We're located at 2730 West Rasmussen Road in the Summit Center near Jeremy Ranch, next to Burt Brothers. Please come and check out our salon. Walk-ins are welcome, or give us a call, 435-655-2661, for your next cut, color, or any other of your salon needs.
Okay, and guys, welcome too. Where are you? Are you on the internet?
We are. You can find us at litsalonpc.com.
Very good.
As well as you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
Well, best of luck to all of you.
Thank you for having
us. And thanks for joining us.
Thanks. Thank you.
And we will be back to wrap up Mountain Money for a Monday, St. Patrick's Day, after this.
This Green Earth asks, 55 degrees in February?
TV as population control?
Clean air in the Salt Lake Valley?
Are these questions on your mind, too?
All of this and more explained on This Green Earth.
Tune in Tuesdays at 9 a.m.
Brought to you by Jones, Waldo, Holbrook, and McDonough.
Republic Services.
Vail Resorts.
Habitat for Humanities Restore.
And Rocky Mountain Power.
Hi, it's Lynn Rossetto Casper. This week we've Deborah Madison with her newest book, Vegetable Literacy. We hear about the high wire act of farming coconuts. We learn how to profile, of all things, beers. And Mario Batali takes over Food & Wine magazine. That's The Splendid Table from APM.
Join KPCW every Sunday morning at 9 for The Splendid Table, sponsored by the River Horse on Main.
And welcome back to the last waning moments of Mountain Money. It's clouded over here, and we're expecting a high of 45, but up high we might get some snow, about a 60% chance during the day today. Up high, 30% chance tonight. It's going to taper off through Tuesday, and we're going to be back to bright sunny skies by Wednesday with a high of 45. Looks like our highs are in the mid to upper 40s all week, John, so get out there and ski. The spring conditions arrived earlier than spring arrived, but they're here now, and it's pretty nice out there.
And try to get first chair. It's the snow is a little firmer.
It's better early. I found yesterday it was pretty slushed up by 3 o'clock.
I wanted to mention something about Advice Media. They were talking about doing search engine optimization, and of course, not only do websites need to have need to be compelling and those sorts of things, but the optimization is very important as well. And I think the value that they provide is that Google and some of the other search engines are constantly changing their algorithms. And if Advice Media can stay on top of this, they can really provide a service to their customers.
Yeah, and obviously growing with this latest acquisition of theirs. And you heard them say the hiring sign is out. So it's just the kind of businesses that we need in Summit and Wasatch County.
Absolutely.
These businesses that can really operate anywhere and that sell lifestyle to their employees is one of the advantages of locating. And they're good, high-tech, year-round jobs with full benefits. And that's just what a town with a largely seasonal economy needs to round out the package.
Right.
Now, going back to cars. I'm a little distressed that when they evaluate brands, American companies, Ford and GM are not faring well in the rankings of cars.
Ford was doing better, but they've fallen off the last several years, and it's probably it says in this magazine issue it's because of reliability.
Yeah, and that's a shame, but it is a world market, and the world's kicking our butts right now. So,
Larry, I'm curious if 10 years from now we'll be sitting down with Jeff and talking to him about the top 10 drones.
Could be. that day could be coming. Well, thanks for joining us. Tomorrow at this time, it'll be This Green Earth, and that wraps up Mountain Money. John, thanks for joining us. This is KPCW Park City.